You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Yo, this is Spanky Hayes. Yeah, that guy. Fopak, the funniest guy ever, .. You're watching Knockouts and Three Counts. Well, you're not watching it, you're listening to it. But you're listening so hard that you can see it.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kyle.
Knockouts and Three Counts.
Yes, sir. Kyle, I can't hear you, man.
Yeah, I can't hear me either.
Hello?
Turn my headphones up.
I have one ear.
Turn them up.
Can we just
turn them shits up?
You're fine. You're registering.
Okay, we're good. All right, well, this is Knockouts and Three Counts, ladies and gentlemen. We have in the studio the two Kyles and myself, Devin McKenzie.
The main three, big three.
Yes, sir. Kyles, why don't y'all introduce yourselves? We'll start with Kyle Campbell.
That's me, right?
Yes, that's you.
Oh, hello, everybody. This is Kyle Campbell, also known as Chaos or Classic. I love seeing his little cheeks get red.
Who actually calls you Chaos?
Everybody.
Nobody.
Everybody. It's been my nickname since high school.
I don't know anybody that calls you that, though.
You only know Devin that knows me.
Kevin doesn't call you that either.
Kevin doesn't call anybody by their nicknames.
Well, this just got fucking weird, so.
Wait, time out.
Leave it to you.
Time out. I'm going to let you get back. Why are you so dapper, man?
I was on a date.
Oh, shit. Look at him. He's got, oh, man.
Hit you with the obligatory sitcom.
My Stefan Urkel.
Now that's why we needed to be playing Ric Flair drip, bro.
Yeah, I go down to Michigan.
All right, anyway, you can continue, sir.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Team Chaos. You can also find me on Facebook, Kyle J. Campbell. And you can also find my other show, DCTV Multiverse. You can find that on Stitcher, everyonewhocares.com, iTunes, Google Play, anywhere. It's a show where I do weekly recaps with my boy Zero on all the DC TV shows, Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, also any upcoming comic book news. If you're into comic books and stuff, that's a good podcast to listen to.
Yes, sir. We'll definitely tag that in the Knockouts and Three Counts page like we did last week. Mr. Collison.
So before I even talk about myself at all, I'm going to mention our guest that you fuckers totally just combed over, but we've got Maniba Alsamni is going to be on with us in a little bit as well.
You didn't even give me a chance, man. Dude,
you're a bitch.
Where's your manners at?
I didn't get a chance. I got to introduce the host first, man. We got to figure out who's talking to the people. Go ahead and throw your stuff
touché,
out there,
motherfucker, touché.
Spell it, bitch.
Don't worry. You'll be running this shit next week because I won't be here.
And it's going to be the best show that
I'll be at the J-Rock show.
But you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit, N-O-K-O-U-T.
Anything you got coming up, man?
I want to say, first of all, if you haven't gotten to see it yet, I was on Cage in the Cave last night with our friend Bobby Adams.
Yes, sir.
Check out that show. It's going to be some funny shit. And,
it was funny. It was entertaining.
You might learn about a guy named Overtits or, and there was a lot of shit talking. A lot of it. And a proposed fight for our good friend Matt Frendo.
Oh, shit. You just
yeah, check that out. And, I'm also going to be on Detroit Wrestling Connection, as long as the connection works this time, on Thursday. So, bunch of shit. And you and I are going to be at Evolve. Hopefully he's going to join us. We're all going to be at Evolve on Friday
night.
Yes,
I'll be there too.
So, yeah, come check that shit out, and we can all talk shit.
I think Movado's supposed to be there, I think.
He is.
Yes.
That was gay.
And, future guest Allison K is going to be performing on that show, too.
It's going to be dope.
Get your tickets, people. We've got the Street Profits going to be there. Is it Fabian?
Egner.
And Cassius Ono is going to be there. Mustafa Ali is going to be a great show, so we'll be there this Friday.
Okay. And the fact that it's Cassius. Oh, no.
And just as an added incentive to come out to our party on November 18th, we're going to be getting a lot of signed stuff from all the guys that we just mentioned. And all you got to do is come fill out your pro wrestling scorecard with us and Breaking Down the Ring, and you got a chance to win all that stuff.
That's November 18th
at
Thomas McGee's. Same place we had our SummerSlam party. I said it right this time, SummerSlam.
Summerfest.
It was Survivor Series.
WrestleSlam.
WrestleFuck.
Survivor Series, dog.
SummerSlam was the last one, though.
Okay.
Bam. Stop trying to correct me, man. And ladies and gentlemen, I am Devin McKenzie. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63.
5 minutes into the show to piss him off.
Took me while I sat down for you to piss me off.
Hey, good.
You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThag63. You can find me on Instagram at AllStake. No. You can find me on Instagram at AllStake No Sizzle. That's one word. Make sure you check out the Reality Era News Facebook group where we talk wrestling. Hey, while you're at it, check out my other podcast, AllStake No Sizzle.
Cheap pop.
Yes, definitely a cheap pop. I've got a couple of interesting topics coming out very, very soon, and I'm going to put out some archive material too. So,
what's some of the new topics you got coming up? Collison is debuting at Minjo's. Anybody who's from Detroit, they get that joke. They know how funny that shit is. We're gonna continue.
I don't think Kyle knows what Minjo's is.
I know what's going on, you son of a bitch.
Anybody that's been somewhere, forget that reference. They're laughing.
Well, anyway.
I've never actually been there.
I'm surprised.
Wait, so you want to know something weird? I've actually been there before.
Yeah, I wouldn't admit that shit on there.
No, I'll admit it. I used to work for FedEx. I had a delivery there a couple of times.
See? Made sure it was on your route?
Yes, it was definitely on my route. When I saw the address, I'm like,
You knew the you knew from the address?
I'm looking like, no, it's 6 Mile. And I'm like, wait, what house Hamilton? Is just on 6 Mile like that? And then my boy who did the route before is like, oh, I know what that is. He said, just call me afterwards. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's just a bar, man. Nothing special.
I wouldn't fucking know.
Just a bar. Anyway, we have a special guest coming up on the show. I don't know how many times he's been on.
What, more five? Than anybody else?
Five? Yeah, he's the Steve Martin of this Saturday Night Live.
I think he's definitely in the Five Timers Club.
Yep.
Yeah. Money Manib is going to be Hey, that man is money. He looks like money. He smells like money because he is money.
That E-40?
And he's not Lashley.
That E-40?
No, that was my Leo Rush. Who wasn't that good?
It sounded like E-40.
I got the reference. I didn't think it was that bad, dude. I didn't think it was a bad Leo Rush at all, dude.
It's just hearing that, I never really figured out how much Leo Rush sounds like E-40.
Now we know. But until... Money you calls in. You guys want to talk about Crown Jewel?
Fuck it, why not?
Okay, you guys talk, because I didn't watch it.
I watched that shit. Thanks, Wrestle Talk, for giving me all the spoilers and shit.
You guys are...
Did you watch it?
Yeah,
I told you, I told you, I boycotted that on principle.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and put these headphones up. Kyle, why don't you go ahead and discuss?
Oh, God.
Fuck exactly. Off.
No, I'm, shout out to I'm Triple taking H. my hoodie up. That's all. But.
Shout out to Triple H. Get well soon, because that
dude, that was nasty. Though.
And I saw, and the second he landed, I'm like, oh no, he's hurt.
It was blurple.
Yeah, that.
If you don't know, that's black and purple.
Yeah, I mean,
pectoral muscle.
I mean, overall, I mean, I thought what they were trying to do with Rey Mysterio was cool, but I think they should have had him win the whole thing because
why have him back if you're not going to?
Well, especially with the way they built the matches too, though, because the first one he wins, but he gets fucked up after the match. Then the Miz is talking about how he's going to walk through him, and then the next thing you know, Rey beat him too, and then loses.
Shane McMahon,
yeah,
the best in the fucking world,
because Miz gets really? Hurt. And can't fucking fight. Shane gets in the ring and goes.
So you telling me that Shane McMahon, who hasn't had a match since
Mania,
WrestleMania,
he had a match at Mania.
That's what I was trying to think. I don't remember him having.
Oh yeah, him and Daniel Bryan. I forgot about that.
Oh yeah, the tag match. Yeah,
yeah.
Man, he has been so off and kicking with ass since he's off that sober October.
So,
oh yeah, I'm drinking podcast
was
juice
that a
again.
Michael people. Jackson. He. I don't know what that was, bro, but anyway. No. But
next he's going to do Prince.
blouses. So you're telling me he can come from around match
yes,
of WrestleMania.
I'm telling you.
Windows so crack. He's better than Rey Mysterio, The Miz, Bobby Lashley.
Maybe I'm just like my mother. I'm sorry.
Drew McIntyre. What was it? Everybody. So you're telling me he can basically just come from being in Gorilla with the same J's on and the same jeans on and beat Dolph Ziggler. That's bullshit. Now, I've heard rumors that Oh, Randy. So you telling me that he can do that and he's the best in the world. Now, I've heard rumors that they're doing this for a possible heel turn for Shane. I'm like, cool, but it really is just a slap in the... For one, you didn't even do a good World Cup because the world wasn't represented. You could have... I'm like, everybody here is pretty much from America with the exception of maybe like three guys and like two of them are from Cleveland. So that's an X against it already.
I think we said it last week. Like, everybody was from America, but Rey Mysterio was like the exception, but he's like, actually from San Diego.
I'm like, well, I think I know what his area code means. Well, it's not here.
Hey, shout out to Bobby Adams for watching. What's up, Bobby?
But it's just, it's an insult because you don't even do that right. And then you do, I'm like, so what was the point? That's what I'm getting with a lot of WWE at the moment. It's like, okay, what's the point? What's up with Riot Squad and Sasha and them having 18 matches? Like, that's getting a bit much. Like, what's the point? But you like Crown Jewel.
Go ahead.
I didn't say I liked it. I thought the AJ Joe match was still good, you know? And honestly, for what it was, I mean, I wasn't expecting Braun and Brock to have, like, this fucking... Whatever, but that match wasn't that bad to me.
He still puts on pretty, not good matches, but
I mean,
you can't not watch a Brock Lesnar match.
Well, not to mention, I mean,
I did.
You can't expect
I did.
You can't expect Lesnar's matches to be like this technical fucking wizardry or anything.
I kind of want to see what him and AJ do at Survivor Series because like, last year's that was probably his last good match year with AJ because he did. More selling than he had in a while. The most selling he had did since Mania when Goldberg beat him. And it was actually a good match both ways around. So I'm excited for that.
I hate Hulk Hogan. So that's why I wasn't watching this. I was just gonna put that out there.
Do I have to be the one to say it?
Huh?
You wanna say it or we wanna say it in unison?
What?
You know. Hulk Hogan?
Going for you, Nick.
Oh, I would love to see Buck's face. I would love to see his face back. When he came out, I just would love to meet somebody to just look at him like, I wonder if he's thinking it right now.
Like, I wonder if he's always thinking that.
We know what Biggie and Titus are thinking.
But yeah,
why not? That. Why not? It's already a clusterfuck with Crown Jewel. So throw Hogan on the fire.
Come from that too, man. Like, did you guys catch Raw yesterday?
I saw snippets of it. I watched the whole thing. I was watching Arrow.
Yeah, I mean,
I watched it today.
So, like, you knew obviously that they've split Dean and Seth, but then for the way they had him, just had to go up 2-on-1 and just drop the belt like that. I mean, what do you guys think about that? Would you have rather seen him, you know,
a 1-man tag team?
Well, hold on to the belt for a little bit, just to, you know, whatever. Because I feel like to have him just like
you can tell. They're shitting themselves now by having to rebook everything since Roman Get Well Joe has gone out because they weren't meant to do this soon. So the fact that they split them up this soon, you got to get the belts off.
But do you really think that was too far off from what they were really going to do? Because honestly, they'd been making it out like Dean was going to.
I think they had to hot shot it.
I think they were going to. I think it was going to be longer. Because
like Dean's been pissed for a while already.
Because think about it. If they don't do this right now, like say, go back in time. So, Joe, Roman's still champ. Uh-huh. They do the Dean Seth split. Having a dysfunctional tag team to where they're feuding, that's something you haven't seen in a while, especially where they're two marquee guys and one of them also is the IC champ. And they have to defend those titles and they can't stand each other. And the other one literally backstabs the other one. That's actually compelling. That's something I haven't seen in a while. And now you just basically have it to where he has to basically lay down, put up a good fight, but lay down, let the belts get off him, put him on AOP, and now we have legit tag team champs that are going to, you know, be something you're going to see every week. So I think they expedited everything like a couple of weeks.
I mean, and I can see that. I just honestly, dude, I think it's time that Seth gets put back in the world title picture.
I agree.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like what he's done with the Intercontinental title and all that stuff. But I just think that he's kind of like built himself up to
he's
like,
a little bigger than the IC title.
Yeah, not even necessarily bigger than it. But like it kind of reminds me back in the old days, like in 97, 98-ish where you'd have like
– Damn it, yeah.
Well, I mean, when I mean in the sense of where when the Intercontinental title meant –
It was the workers.
You know, it meant something. And then a guy gets to a point where it's like, okay, yeah, he's technically like the rung below. But
they don't do that with any of them. He was like the
next. Then he was like the next up.
That's the thing. They don't do that with any of them, because that to me was, you knew who was going to be next by seeing who was going to be the IC champ. Okay, he's probably going to be in that world title picture next, so don't be surprised. Now it's anybody has
the. Right.
I don't think having the U.S. title made me think Kalisto was going to be WWE heavyweight champion anytime soon. You know what I mean?
The Intercontinental title, they've done a little bit to do that too, but like honestly, I think they were on the right path when they started doing like where they did like the championship challenge every week. You know, like doing that means somebody wants to come fight for that belt, which means the belt means something.
Well, they also had to do it because your, you know, main champion wasn't on the show at all. Who's now your champion? Who's now your champion again?
I get it, but I mean, I'm just saying from the sense of like, you know, people saying the titles don't mean anything. At that point, you don't have a choice. So then that means people are going to fight for it. It means the belt actually means something. Because like you said, for a while, I feel like they jumped the titles around so much. It was like
– they just put it on anybody. And that's the thing. That the guy has to make the title, but the title makes the guy. You can't just throw a title on somebody who hadn't worked for it. Okay, case in point. Look at Jinder. Nobody thought that he deserved that title because he hadn't worked for you. Yeah, you'd be in the company but you hadn't put in the time in being a main event guy, a mid-card guy. He went from being literally a jobber to Rob Gronkowski in a pre-show match to world champion within like 6 weeks.
And now they're using him to build up Apollo Crews.
I honestly forget he's on the roster until I see him.
So here's a question. What do you guys think about the second rerun of Apollo Crews? Because now it's like his debut from NXT all over again.
I think – I don't know what you can do with him, man, because it's like he's got all the athleticism in the world. It's just – it's like – I'm putting it out. Just like a hot chick that's just dumb as shit. Like, he has all the physical attributes.
Well, to our female listeners, those are the thoughts of this dumbass.
And you get at me. But no, it's like, he has all the attributes, but he's boring. Like, he's boring. And I don't even think, like, we had talked a while ago about possibly him going heel. I don't even think that would help him, because I don't think he's over enough to where if he goes heel,
anybody would care.
Like, yeah. When Hogan went heel, that was crazy, because that was something you never thought you'd see. Like, certain heel turns work. I just think he's, I almost say, a lost cause, because he's great athleticism, good in the ring, but not even so much on the mic. It's just, I just don't get anything from him.
Do you think he can cut down to 205?
I mean, if he cuts Derry out, I mean, oh, no.
I mean, to me, that's about the best place you can put him, is in 205 Live, but I don't know if he can make the weight. I mean, you can always, you know, storyline it, but, you know.
Yeah, buddies, 205.
right. Yeah, Michael Bennett, too. I'm sorry, Michael Kanellis.
I just think he's a lost cause. Unfortunately, I think. Or just take him off for a while and then completely do a Tensai. Just completely re-debut him as something else. Just hope people just go with it. I'm like, it's fucking Albert.
Like, just completely. You want to draw Egyptian lettering on his face? That's what you want to do?
Just completely re-debut him as something. This ain't Apollo Crews. I mean, it was on his debut. They messed his name up and called him Apollo Creed. And I'm like,
let's give him a nice Kango and call him Sweet Tea.
I don't know, man. They just, it really doesn't seem like they know what they're doing right now in general.
They got way.
Survivor Series next weekend.
Look, I've said it way too many times, man. I'm going to say it again. They have too much talent and don't know what to do with them.
It doesn't seem that hard either. Like, how hard would it have been earlier this year to push Rusev Day earlier in the year? Like June, like January, February, when he was white hot. He's outselling everybody else in merch besides Roman and Cena, and those are the givens.
Right.
He's third in merch off of one shirt and a calendar that has every day saying Rusev Day. How hard is it to push that, give the fans what they want? It seems like they literally know they have the talent. It's like, no, forget it. You know, we know you like him. We know if we pushed him, we'd make more money. Well, no, we're not.
I don't know, man. I just, like I said, it there's always things that I'm not going to like, but I don't know. I've just gotten to the point where I just try to sit back and watch, man, because, like, I feel like if I try to overthink too much of what the fuck they're doing, man, it, like...
Make go bald.
It just, if you, I feel like if you do that, then you can't enjoy it much anymore.
You can enjoy it, but it's just like...
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's shit they do where I'm like, what the fuck?
But that's the thing. It's like, you don't have to. Like, it's just, it's a fear. And that's the thing. Like, look at NXT. NXT is done right. Like, they have the talent. They use them properly. It's like, I don't understand what it is when we go there from Florida over to the big
league. Well, here's the thing. I think, like, NXT is starting to get the same problem where they have too much talent. So, I mean, I think it's going to get to the point now where they're going to have to extend that show probably another 30 minutes.
I'm not complaining.
I mean, I'm not.
I was going to say, I mean, I'm
sorry. I ain't complaining on that shit.
I'm not either, but yeah, I mean, look at who they have on NXT right now. You got Ricochet. You got the Undisputed Era. You got War Machine.
1%. EC3.
When was the last time you saw EC3 on TV?
I know.
You got Aleister Black, Johnny Gargano. They got a lot of talent down there.
He was just in that brawl last week.
Yeah, but they basically had to book all those guys in, you know, an 8-man match to fit all of it. And then you're still going to have the rest of that card is going to be amazing. So they're starting to get to the point, too, where I think WWE needs to have, like, a talent freeze for a while. Because it's just like way too much talent that they're bringing in.
They're just trying to sign every indie star, but right. Then they don't do. I mean, certain aspects it does change. Like, I didn't think they were going to push Ricochet as hard as they did.
Well, look at Matt Riddle.
I'm saying, yeah, Matt Riddle just debuted. Keith Lee's there. He's starting. They got all the women from
Mia Yim's already up.
Yeah,
there.
They got all the women from the Mae Young Classic coming
match
in now.
Even in that.
And then right. Just imagine when they add the horsewomen, when they fully come full force. That's.
I think they need to like just take a break from bringing people in and. Figure out what they're going to do, because eventually you're going to have to move people up. Like, I feel like a lot of times they just move people up because you need to make space in NXT. Like,
and I instantly feel sorry for him.
When's the last time we saw No Way Jose on television?
Jesus.
I'm not going to lie, dude. I thought right off rip that he wasn't. The first time he debuted, and I was like, man.
But that's gonna
damn
last.
It, where's the bell?
And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like,
no,
there's
way.
No way
Jose.
He's going to last.
No,
that long.
Wait. Like,
I thought that was going to last maybe a couple months.
Lasted longer than I thought it was going to last.
I agree.
But the thing got me, I'm like, so you're going to give that airtime, but Finn gets squashed by Kane?
So, since our guest is supposed to call in here in a few minutes, I got to ask you, Devin, since you probably pay attention to it a little bit more than Kyle.
Fuck you.
Well, you don't watch MMA like that.
I know.
But did you see who's main eventing that show that Pokey and Bret Martin are going to fight on in Lansing?
Oh, who?
Charles fucking Bennett. Crazy Horse Charles Bennett.
Who's Charles Bennett?
Okay, never mind. You must not watch back when Kimbo was still fighting in MMA and shit.
Oh,
Elite XC days.
I just watched his backyard fights. That's the only Kimbo fights,
dude,
I watched.
Dude, if you go and look, I guarantee you've seen his fights. But he's coming here to fight Zach Shaw, a guy from Scorpion Fighting Systems. You've got Pokey and Bret Martin, who are arguably two of the top heavyweights in the Midwest. You know, so you've got two big fights there. Vince Murdoch, another past guest of the show, is going
to
be fighting and defending his title. Yeah, that whole card is stacked.
When's the show?
December 1st in Lansing.
Why does December 1st sound familiar? I think I have something to do that day. I'm not sure.
We might be at Clash that night.
That's probably what it is. I'm like, I know that date sounds very, very familiar. Well, we'll announce those details very, very soon. Oh, by the way, people, make sure you come check us out next Saturday at the Copeland Center in Wyandotte. BCWA tag. You're at part two. It's going to be going down. Also, we're going to have Allison Kay there. Some people know her as Sienna. Pinky's up.
Queen of Savagery. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. That show's definitely going to be packed, so it's going to be a fun place to be that night. We're going to be there live and in living color. Last time we didn't have our mics on. Maybe we should just leave the mics on kind of like idle or some shit. So if somebody comes and fights by our table again and tries to talk into the microphone like The Rock, we can get to it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that after the show.
Oh, no.
Well, we got The Rock?
Oh, no. Oh!
No.
Wait a minute. So, I don't know if I told you. I told this guy right here.
I was happy for that shit. Fingers crossed.
Your boy Dev was doing a little bit of politicking, and it's not official. It's not official, but we have a soft commit from one of his favorite indie wrestlers,
Faye Jackson. Oh man, that girl! I saw her a couple years ago, about 3 years ago, in ROH, and the second she came into the ring, I'm like, that's what Nia Jax should be.
She should
be that athletic and that entertaining and that charismatic. I don't, and then like you said about the talent freeze, I kind of don't want to see a lot of people get into WWE now because the waters the shit out of them down. But if she got the national spotlight, she's up there with Bliss and Sasha, where you could just send her on any TV show. She will carry it. She is my favorite independent female wrestler right now.
Yep, I guess I'm out of the loop on this one.
And she fine.
Yeah, she is. She was like one of the women that was in there in like the early, when they were just starting the Women of Honor division.
Yeah, I wouldn't have seen it.
Oh. Good matches too.
Good match. Yeah, really good matches. So we're definitely hoping to work something out.
Kyle, did you develop a microphone allergy lately?
What are you talking about?
You keep talking away from the microphone a lot.
My bad.
It has to be in your face, Kyle.
So I just got a text from our guest, Maneeb. Maneeb is going to be on with us here in a few minutes. So if this dumb motherfucker to my left would shut up.
I'm sorry, you were 9 when that shit was happening, probably.
Anyways.
Wait, by the way, you just proved my point that you would be the one to cut somebody out first on this show.
You're the one still wants to fight Joe.
We don't say his fucking name on this show, okay?
Whoa, wait a minute.
We don't say that motherfucker's name.
You just proved my fucking point.
Fuck you, man.
I mean, he can get
And that. Nobody voted for me anyway, so now what?
And you're the only one that voted for me.
You're the polite one. You don't get involved in the bullshit.
I'm a teddy bear.
Me, I think that's a, well, wait, never mind.
I just want to point out the thoughts of Kyle Campbell. Those are Kyle Campbell, not necessarily those are Knockouts and Three Counts of Podcast Detroit.
So
that's surprised someone voted for me for, you know.
So, Devin, you and I got to add another thing to the weekend. Next weekend for us, obviously, we've got our party Sunday. We've got BCWA Saturday. Friday, are you coming? Are you going to be down there for Maneeb's fight at Motor City?
That's next Friday. I have to get back to you on that one.
How much?
I would definitely love to go to that one. That's at Motor City.
Yep. It's going to be at the Soundboard for Clip Promotions. I think tickets are like 25 or 35 for general admission, but they've got a few good fights on that card. Maneeb's fighting a guy who's – they've had beef for a minute.
And, wait, tell me, who doesn't Maneeb have beef
well,
with?
Well, no, this kid
– even you had
no, 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 no. This kid talked a lot of shit, and they were supposed to be set up to fight, and then the kid backed out. And now his
– who hasn't backed out of a fight with Maneeb?
Every time he's on the show, he backed out, yeah, but then he backed out.
This guy had talked shit all the way up to the fight and then backed out at the weigh-ins.
I'm not going to say
shit. Wait, was this the last time with Clip when we went?
I think it was either
– like wintertime. Like,
I'm trying to remember if it was for Clip or WXC. I'm not sure.
That just says Maneeb how much he comes on the show.
That lets you know how many times people back out of his fights. You can't even remember which one it is.
But I mean, that's part of the problem, you know, with MMA and stuff. But yeah, I mean, he's had beef with this guy for a minute. Jesse Bazzi also will be fighting on this card. There's a couple good fights there. And as we talked about on Cage in the Cave last night, I mean, that WXC card, man, they're really starting to bring in some heavy hitters now that they've gotten put on Fight Pass.
Speaking of Cage in the Cave, Bobby said he was in the hospital, I guess.
Who?
I think he was talking about Maneeb's opponent last night.
I was about to say, damn, he got in the hospital that quick, Bobby.
Oh, yeah, I remember something about that. I think I heard something like pancreatitis or some shit. But I know, like, there was never, like, I don't know if it was true or not. But
any excuse to get out of fighting Money Maneeb. That's because he looks like money. He smells like money because he is money.
Why'd you have to put the E-40 in there?
Because I demanded it out.
Lash Lake. You can put that on anything.
Lash Lake.
Oh, shit. But then, like I was saying, I mean, WXC's got.
Yeah, you said Manee's pro debut. So I think that was the clip show.
Yep, that was it.
Yep.
Look at Bobby. See, I knew shout there out to was Bobby a reason Adams, I man. Liked you. And look at him watching the show and shit.
Shout out to Bobby. But while we're waiting on Manee, man, did any of you watch the UFC fights this weekend?
Yes, sir, I did.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't watch this weekend, man.
So
think about it. I have to watch the entire Arrowverse and Raw and SmackDown and NXT for these shows. I have... Well,
okay,
so much since time.
I was watching Making the Murderer season two.
Since you said you watched the fight,
it's the same guy. I was lying.
Same guy.
It's,
yeah.
Wait. So how many seasons? Fuck does this
both of you, motherfuckers.
Need? How does he need two seasons? You either killed the motherfucker, or you didn't.
Yeah.
I'll just put it this way, case. Dude. Those fights that went exactly how I said it was going to happen with DC and Derek Lewis.
He wrestled
taken down.
I was about to say.
Beat up and choked him.
Now going back to something. Jesus, what is this? November, going back to like June, I called this. If we go back and actually, Randy played, no, he played tape.
Go to the archive. Randy's like, what the fuck?
I said, Brock is going. Don't do that. You get that Stone Cold Steve Austin vein in the middle of your forehead. I said, Brock's going to walk into that fight in January with that universal title around his waist.
I said the same thing. What the fuck?
I said it first. you get the vein too.
Go to the tape.
But that belt around his waist going into that UFC fight, that shit is going to look so good for WWE. Because now you got so many more eyes. And the thing is, Dana Brooke technically can't do anything about it because he is their champion. You can't stop. Dana White. Sorry.
You're damn right.
Wait, Brooke, you called Dana Brooke a nothing. Man?
No, I ain't saying that shit. She's dating Ains Cantor, and that motherfucker's like 7'3". I ain't fucking with him. But that
hey,
belt.
If you want a job with the Pistons, give us a call, Edith.
We'll give you Reggie and Drummond and Blake and like you know popcorn guy and have a couple sweets.
Ooh, can we give him the dancing usher guy?
No, I like him.
Okay.
But him, and if he wins and puts the UFC title on one shoulder and the Universal title on the other,
see,
that's publicity
I think,
you cannot buy.
I think that would be absolutely badass if Brock could win. But that being said,
do you think Brock could win?
The problem with that fight is the one thing that Brock's always had in his back pocket is the fact that, A, he's naturally bigger than almost everyone he fights.
True.
And, B, the fact that he can actually wrestle so that when he does get somebody on the ground, you're not getting back up.
He doesn't have too many weaknesses.
What's up, Brian?
And then that's the problem. So by doing that, then you've got – by doing that, then you've got a guy like DC who can match him wrestling-wise. And if DC forces him to stand – he's fucked.
I've seen pretty much probably all of Brock's fight. He's really one of the few that really, really got me into UFC back when I think it was UFC 100, him and Frank Mir. That's what really
that was the second time.
Second time. Well, that's what got me into it.
Because I was there. It was it.
Damn it! Where's it the bell, 91. Man? Get the bell. Ring the alarm.
It was 91. It was 91 when he beat Randy Couture.
That's what got me really into UFC because I'm like, well, I know Brock, and Brock's doing this shit. This shit's got to be legit. And he's the final boss. Yeah. Like, he's not perfect.
Until he met Alistair Overeem.
But I'm like, wrestling, you can't really wrestle him too hard. He's, like you say, he's bigger than almost everybody. He's agile as hell to be that big. And he doesn't... in his age hasn't, like Randy Couture, you could kind of pinpoint where the age
dude,
hit him.
You can't say that with Randy Couture. Randy Couture fought for fucking ever.
That's
dude.
What I'm saying. You look at his early stuff, you can see a little Brock's been pretty much he hasn't hit as hard, but he's been pretty consistent his MMA career. This is the fight I honestly will pay to watch to see him versus DC. I will pay for this fight. I'm not, but I would pay for this fight. I'm going to somebody's house to watch that shit.
Or to somebody's bar to watch
exactly,
that
shit. Exactly, not Bill's. But somebody's. I'm watching that shit. If I couldn't, I would pay the money and then, you know, invite y'all over, you know, $10 a head.
Look at this motherfucker.
All right, so
I'm doing that for the Mayweather fight.
Oh, man, we got to talk about that.
Exactly.
But before we talk about this.
You ain't heard?
Oh, we'll get into it in a second.
The fuck?
Wait. We'll get into it in a second. But you and me had this debate before, right? And the debate's coming up again. Now that Daniel Cormier won this match against Derek Lewis, the question is he the greatest of all time? So let's just say February, he fights Brock Lesnar, right? And he defeats Brock Lesnar.
Ooh, it's going to be like
And he retires, about. Which is he said pretty much in March he's done. Mm-hmm. Does Daniel Cormier retire as the greatest MMA fighter of all time?
Speaking to the mic,
right,
sir.
Now? Yeah.
You actually admitted somebody was the greatest of all time? We're recording this shit, right?
So you're saying right now he's the greatest
if
of all
he
time?
If he does that and beats Brock and goes out like that, if right he, now, yeah.
If he loses.
But, I mean, again, if John Jones comes back and he can get the heavyweight run and has a bigger run with it, then there's an argument for that.
So if he loses to Brock, you don't still consider him the greatest of all time?
I mean, still right now he would be, because who the fuck else is double champed like that other than Conor McGregor, and DC held on to both his belts
and
for a while
both
like
of
that.
Them. Exactly. He's the only person to defend it.
Exactly.
Defend
so
belts.
In my opinion, that puts him over Conor. So right now, I mean, right now where it sits right now, if he beats Brock or even if he loses to Brock, I think that makes him best of all time.
Where you put Brock?
Oh, shit. He ain't nowhere near that.
I don't even think he's top 10.
Oh, no. God.
He might need.
I'm a novice in the UFC, and I don't even have him top 10.
I would say he's like number
18.
Two or three as far as Cormier. I still think John Jones is the greatest of all time. He never beat John Jones. John Jones has never lost a fight.
I agree. Only thing John Jones loses. Nah, I ain't gonna make that joke.
I kind of want to hear it now, man.
Only thing John Jones loses is drug test. Oh, I hope he's done losing.
But the UFC got. Oh, come on, man. John Jones is coming back. He's getting another title shot, man. He just won't teach the guy a lesson.
He's the Josh Gordon of UFC.
Uh-oh. We got a phone call.
I literally just texted him as it went off. What up, though?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Not too bad. On the line, we got Manib Alsamni with us, man. He's getting ready to fight at the Motor City Soundboard next Friday.
And you know why they call him Money? Because he looks like money and he smells like money.
Hell yeah.
So tell us a little bit about.
Good to hear from you guys.
You too, man.
Glad having you back, man.
So tell us a little bit about the little story between you and your opponent here. I was trying to explain to these guys before you got on the phone, and I told them there's been some built up beef with you guys for a minute.
Well, the thing is, Keaton kept calling me out to fight, and I accepted to fight him in February. And in February, he decided fight week to back out, saying that he had pancreatitis or whatever. And I think it was just fear instead of disease, which pure disease too in its own way. But yeah, I think that's what it was. And now he wants to fight again. Kept messaging me on Facebook, bugging the shit out of me. So I just basically told him, like, hey, if you want to fight, we're fighting at my terms. Whatever way I say we're fighting. Because, like, I don't even trust you're going to show up. So why would I put myself through a big weight cut? So we're doing this my way. And you come get beat up for a couple $100.
Now, the last time you were supposed to fight, was this supposed to be at the Soundboard, too?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that was the fight that we came to. And, yeah, I think they tried to get you another opponent last minute, but they didn't approve him to fight as well, so it ended up being a big clusterfuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's been like this, like, a lot throughout my amateur and pro career, just constant backouts and switches, so I'm sort of used to it now. It's not, like, the biggest deal in the world to me. Like, from my very first amateur fight that was ever booked, same thing, the guy backed out a couple days before the fight. I mean, I've come to expect it to happen, so I don't even feel like I'm fighting until I'm in the cage. Like, there's no sense that I'm fighting until we're in the moment, because before that, it doesn't even matter.
So, speaking about being in the cage, man, you're coming off a nasty fucking knockout where it looked like you killed the guy. Okay, tell us a little bit about that fight. And getting back in the win column, as well as how you feel coming into your next fight.
that last fight, I mean, you could clearly see I was pissed off. And, yeah, I was basically pretty frustrated with the way my previous two fights went, because I know how much better I am than that. And I just had to go out there that night and just prove that, you know? So, yeah, I was really pissed off. I had to, like, go out and make a statement. And it was actually a good thing for me to go out there and perform like that, because it helped me realize that I still do love to fight and I'm not burnt out of it. Because for a little while I was fighting, I had almost 20 fights in like 2.5 years. So constantly cutting weight and doing all that, like training camps and stuff like that, made me like not even care as much. But I got my fire back, so I'm ready to just knock out another guy and keep building up these wins.
So we were talking about this guy a little bit last night on Cage and the Caveman. You know, what do you think about you and Justin Street again somewhere down the line?
I'm not focused on that right now. I got to focus on Keaton first.
No, I feel you. I feel you. I'm just saying, is that another fight that you'd like to see at some point?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, if he feels like he wants to fight again, I'll fight him again. That's not a problem. I'll pretty much fight anybody. I'd like to just keep winning. That's my main focus right now. And hopefully I can fight again in February. I'd like to fight again in February. But also, like, I want to try some other, like, fight sports too. I want to try, like, kickboxing. And I do want to try boxing next. So I'd like to do a...
Now, are you talking to straight kickboxing or what? Because you did fight in Thai and amateur, didn't you?
Yeah, I fought. I had a couple fights in amateur. Kickboxing, I think I had 6 amateur fights, kickboxing and Muay Thai.
That's what's up.
So yeah, I want to go back to that for a little bit, do that for some time, maybe fight some big names.
Well, Muneeb, you're part of the world famous Michigan Top Team Fight Camp, man, and I know they'll definitely have you prepared for a Muay Thai or any type of fight. So you guys just moved to a new gym, right?
Yep, big facilities, nice looking Plowfield. Off of, like, between 8 and 9 Mile on Southfield and Telegraph.
Okay, talk to me about the new facilities, man. What prompted the change, and how you liking the new place?
Well, it's a little bit further from my house. It's about 15 minutes from my house. The last gym was about 2-minute drive from my house, right across the street. But other than that, the facility's beautiful, state-of-the-art. I mean, we never really had a nice facility. That was the only thing we didn't have. We had quality fighters, quality coaches, and all we needed was a facility to match that. And now I feel like that's the next big thing for us. Like, now we get into the gym, nobody wants to leave. Like, everyone's staying, like, doing more, because you're just motivated when you walk into the gym. It's like a big playground for grown-ups. It's fucking huge. We got, like, a bunch of parkour stuff set up so people can do that fun stuff. Like, tons of mat space. You name it, we got it right now.
And plus, you guys just moved basically into my backyard, so basically I have no excuse not to go to the gym anymore, man. Like, you're basically right around the corner.
Come by, check it out.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
Hey, my name is the other Kyle. You said you wanted to get into boxing next, or trying to expand to be another, you know, go into another sport?
Yeah, I do. I do have an offer right now. I can't talk about it, but I've been getting offers for MMA fights in like February time or something. But I'm focused on my fight with Keaton. I want to knock Keaton's ass out. That's first and foremost. And then after that, I've also have like an offer for a boxing match on the table too. So I'd like to do both. But lately I've been like, I've been really focused on other parts of my life too. You know, you got to take care of your money aspect of life. I've been really focused on that. And I feel like boxing is another way to make money too. So many sources of income would be nice.
Is there anybody in the local boxing scene that you would love to get in the ring with?
Honestly, I don't really follow the local boxing scene. I don't know too many people in the local boxing scene. I really watch like a few fighters like Canelo. I'm a big fan of Canelo. I like Lomachenko, like guys like that, Errol Spence. Mikey Garcia. I like watching the top guys. That's why I like aspire to fight. Like, so I like watching their videos. I don't really care to watch a lot of these like local shows because a lot of them are mismatches and stuff like that. I mean, not a problem with that. Everybody does it, but it's like I'm not going to take off work to go see that. I know what's going to happen.
Would you want to go up or down a weight class to, and if you were going to boxing, would you want to stay in your same weight class?
I'd probably fight like 35, maybe.
Okay.
Because I'm not cutting weight like that. I'm not cutting to 25.
So talking about, you know, your fights you've got this next Friday, one of your teammates, Jesse Bazzi's fighting on the card with you as well. Is that something that you, that helps motivate you a little bit more with you guys being on the same card? And what's it been like for you guys going into the fight?
Oh, yeah. Jesse, man, Jesse's a super talented guy. And Jesse's fought nothing but killers his whole career. And he could easily be undefeated. Like, a lot of those losses were real close fights. Just, you know, little tweaks. He could be, most of his losses are at 35. I think all but one or two of his losses are at 25. So Jesse just, he's always been fighting the best guys. That's his thing. And in the gym, that dude, not many people are better than him. Tell you what, like his balance, his hands, he's an incredible fighter. And I love training with him, man. He's one of my best friends. And having him on the same card is definitely a good motivation. We like work together. You know, I'll hold mitts for him when he needs it, or he'll help me out with my ground game whenever. And we also have another guy in the card, one of my friends, Chad Decker. You guys are going to want to watch this guy. He's a D1 wrestler.
Okay.
And he's making his MMA debut through the stud.
Yeah, I mean, starting off with a wrestling background like that, it's definitely something to watch out for. So,
he still can't hold me down, though, so you can ask.
Maneev says he ain't no hoe. That's what he's trying to say. He said he ain't no hoe.
Say, man, just say he ain't no hoe. My man. No, I ain't going to do it.
Hell no, I ain't no hoe.
See? Get that dude, get that on
you can
trunks.
Try. You can try to front because we're on the air and all, but I see your Snapchat, motherfucker. So... You are the. Did he just drop
my Snapchat?
Yeah, I see your Snapchat all the time, dude. You always be like trying to instigate these motherfuckers to scrap on the gas station Snapchat.
Bitch ain't gonna hit his ass.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I have some great gas station stories, but I'd have to come in to tell you one of those on the air.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to get you in here one more time and tell some of those behind-the-scenes stories.
Gas station fucking diaries and shit.
Oh, man, it's fucking awesome. If you don't follow my Snapchat, you need to get on that.
Wait, real quick, like, didn't you have, like, a video of, like, some bum at the gas station, like, 2 weeks ago or something like that?
That's every day. What the fuck? That's every day.
You got to be more specific than that. That's daily, dude. A plethora of those.
Man, it's not like you need to start a podcast with just gas station stories, man.
Gas station.
Oh, man. I think so. I think we could do a reality TV show, honestly. Like documenting the life of some people out here, because there's some interesting cats. And also, like, it puts things in perspective. Like, you make one wrong turn and decision in your life, you could end up on the street just like these people, you know?
Real talk.
Hey,
don't get it mistaken, people. Ladies and gentlemen. We're not making fun of people because they're homeless. I'm just saying some of the Snapchats that Maneeb catches, he gets these people when they are wilding, bro.
For all the homeless that listen to Knockouts and Three Girls, the thoughts of Kyle Collison are...
not that. It's like... I feel genuinely...
Maneeb knows what I'm trying to say.
I feel bad for these people. Like, some of them will be like 32 years old and they look like they're 70, you know?
Right.
All the... Like, drug addiction is no joke, man. I feel like if people have a problem with that, they need to reach out to somebody and get help for that 100%.
Definitely. Let's change the subject, man. Let's talk about this fight again coming up next Saturday, November 16th.
Friday.
I'm sorry, Friday. I'm sorry. Next Friday, November 16th at the Motor City Soundboard. Where can people get tickets, sir?
Oh, from your man right here, Maneeb.
Yes, sir.
From me. You guys got to hit me up. I'll come to you or you can come to me and we'll make it happen. You got to be 21 and over to get into this show, though.
Really?
Yeah, because they're at the casino, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I haven't been under 21 in so long, man. I don't even think about it
anymore.
Don't
say it that much. We're the same age. It makes us sound old.
Sound.
I know, right?
You got a little salt and your pepper, just like me, man.
So you fought, you've been there at a few of the clip fight nights and stuff like that. Tell me a little bit about what it's like for you to fight in Motor City Soundboard.
Motor City Soundboard is a real nice venue. I feel like it's one of the nicer venues in Michigan. I don't like the 21 over rule, though. I feel like they would sell a lot more tickets if they didn't have that rule. But other than that, I can't complain. I mean, Carlos Reyes can teach me well. I take care of the fight business. I can just focus on my fight and making weight like a professional. But, yeah, it's a beautiful show. It's actually a nice venue. You could see from anywhere in that place. Like, that's as good as anywhere you sit. So that's one thing that I like about this show.
Okay. We're going to have to wrap this up in a few minutes, but before we let you go, Muneeb, why don't you go ahead and say your last words for your opponent, man. Let him know anything you need to get off your chest, man. You know, I know you always got something to say, so go ahead and take this moment and tell your opponent what he needs
to
know.
See, I told you this motherfucker's an instigator.
I'm not an instigator. I'm just giving him an open forum.
Oh, man, Keaton, your girlfriend added me on Facebook.
Holy shit, dude. He went right for the jugular.
Nah, it wasn't the jugular, but it was something he
was. I'm not even talking shit.
He's like, I'm stating facts. Big facts, son.
I'm just waiting for him to slide into my game. That's how I whoop his ass, like.
Wait, Muneeb
can't hear you, bro. You're going in
still
and
there?
Out.
You're breaking up a little bit, brother.
Oh, my bad. I'm still going to show Keaton the respect. I'm not going to do nothing with his girlfriend. I'm still not going to do nothing, Keaton. I'm just going to beat your ass because there's way more honeys out there.
So Muneeb wants the ladies to know that he's ready. He's ready to go after the fight.
It's not about it either, man. I swear to God. Like, Keaton, I can move him with the right hand.
You're going in and again,
put him up.
Wait, Muneeb, we're losing you, brother.
You said what?
We couldn't hear you.
We were losing you there for a second.
Oh, I said I'm gonna tell Keaton my game plan too. I said I'm not gonna punch him in the face and knock him out. I'm gonna kick him. I'm gonna go back to my Muay Thai days and just blast this guy with the most kicks you've ever seen. Because he keeps on, like, whenever, like, one of my coaches will share, like, a video of me hitting pads, he'll, like, go on Facebook and put the laughing face. I want to see what's so funny when those kicks hit him. You know, I'm going to ask him.
So he's going to chop him down like a tree.
Oh, man, I'm going to kick the pieces. I'm going to obliterate that boy.
Man. Well, fight fans, this is why you need to be at the fights at Motor City Soundboard next Friday.
November 16th.
Exactly.
Make sure you hit up Muneeb. Hey, Muneeb, where can people...
You guys have me on the show again. I got to come out.
Yes, sir.
No problem, man.
All right, man. We'll catch you next time, man. Good luck next Friday, man. All
right. Thanks,
guys. All right.
Have a good fight, man.
You too, man. Yeah, we started to lose him there at the end, but we'll definitely...
You got the gist of it. He's going to try to... break his fucking legs.
It's a fight. He wants to hurt him.
He wants to make him not be able to walk out the cage. So all the more reason with that and Bazzi's fight that you're going to want to see this fight here at Motor City Soundboard.
And we'll tag Muneeb's social media on our social media, Knockouts and Three accounts on Facebook, and so you can hit him up for tickets.
Hell yeah.
All right.
That's about it for me, man.
Randy, how much time we got? Wrap it up. All right, we need that wrap it up box to Dave Chappelle. Yeah.
Wrap it up, B.
Hey. If you're out there practicing sex, also practice safe sex. Wrap it up, kids.
Or just have a great pullout game. Strong as fuck.
The thoughts and views of Mr. Kyle Campbell. And those of Devin McKenzie and Knockouts and Three Counts. Mr. Campbell, why don't you go ahead and throw out your social medias, anything you got going on, sir?
Yeah, problem? At me.
at Team Chaos on Twitter and Instagram. I don't know why I was aggressive with that one.
I don't know. so angry.
The rage just sits beneath me. You can find me on Facebook, Kyle J. Campbell. You can also find my other show, DCTV Multiverse Podcast, on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, everyonewhocares.com. Apple, iTunes, you can find everywhere, DC related shows. If you have any problems, at me.
What the hell is everyonewhocares.com?
It's the network.
I thought that was weird too. Cause I'm like, wait, is this the right one? But no, that's it. everyonewhocares.com. Mr. Collison, why don't you go ahead and throw out your social medias or anything you need to promote, sir?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit, N-O-K-O-U-T. Make sure you're following our page, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast, same as Twitter, at KO3CPod. And make sure you're at Tag You're It on Saturday, November 17th. And come out and have a beer and enjoy Survivor Series with us November 18th at McGee's downtown with the boys from Breaking Down the Ring.
Go SmackDown Live.
What?
I like the SmackDown.
Oh, okay. Survivor Series. I'm sorry.
Always vote on blue.
And also check out last night's Cage in the Cave. Again, shout out to our friend Bobby Adams, who's been checking out the whole show.
And Blog Talk this weekend?
I mean, this Thursday? Hopefully you'll find me on Blog Talk this Thursday for Wrestle Talk in the D. Been just having some technical issues. We all know how it works, so hopefully you'll see me there this Thursday.
Oh, and if you're going to the Evolve show in Livonia this Friday, hit us up. Find me. I'm the tall black guy with the Kangol.
You can't you can't miss him.
Tall black guy Kangol. That'll be me.
Ain't too many of those.
Hey, I forgot to do this earlier. Hey, if you're looking for a car, check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com.
You did it. What? You didn't forget to do this.
I did forget.
I did?
No, you did it.
I didn't. I'm gonna do it again.
You didn't do the new pick the model thing. No, Tony. No.
We're off the air.
But hey,
that's how you end the show.
If you're looking for a car, check out.
Let's just wrap it up.
Check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Use the reference code 19309 and you will receive $500 off of your purchase. Follow me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DEVINTHE63. Check me out on Instagram at Allstate No Sizzle. That's one word. Make sure you hit up the Reality Era News page on Facebook. It's a wrestling group. We talk wrestling and other wrestling related stuff. Follow all of our social media, KO3CPod on Instagram and Twitter. And the Knockouts Three Counts page on Facebook. All that being said,
fuck your couch.
It's been a good day.
Until next time, take care of yourself and each other. Peace.